even though I'm Quaker now, I was raised Catholic, and I was just having a hard time just now envisaging the priest that I grew up with reading from Song of Songs about, you know, breasts like leaping elks. I just don't think that they could have handled that. I'm not sure that the congregation could have handled it either, because I think there's a whole lot of sexual shame that is part of the Puritan tradition in this country.
I think that's a good observation. I do think a lot of people would be uncomfortable with the language of the Song of Songs, in spite of the fact that the language of the book itself mostly takes the form of symbols. It is nevertheless pretty clear, once one starts reading it, that the book is talking sometimes quite graphically about the body, about sexuality, and so forth. And I do think people are uncomfortable with it, and so they prefer not to hear those parts of the Bible. It is, however, ironic, I think, that if we ask ourselves why people are uncomfortable with sex and gender and so forth, particularly in a religious context, we often imagine that there's something inherent in Christianity or Judaism that would look upon sexuality negatively. And I think there's a lot of evidence for that, but then it's ironic that a part of the Bible is itself so sexually provocative. And so what we tend to do then is just not read those parts of the Bible, and that reconfirms our mistaken sense, in my opinion, that the Bible itself takes a more negative view of sexuality than perhaps it does. So we don't want to read those parts of the Bible because they make us uncomfortable. But because we don't read those parts of the Bible, we have a very skewed view of what attitudes one can actually find in the Bible toward the sorts of things that the Song of Songs talks about.